gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webster.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Marcus Porter.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a treat. And the best treat that you can find out there is Lickin' Lap. So check it out. Or you can win it here on the show. But I highly recommend it. My cats love it. And you can find it at Vitacraft.us. You can find it in pet stores or at Walmart.com. Don't forget also Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love. You can enter the promo code of PETS in their promo box and save 10% at GoodPetsFoods.com. Also, please join me for a tropical Costa Rica vacation in October. You can sign up for it at 800-581-8942, booking number 1299-885. Once again, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can listen on TalkinPets.com, or you can listen on Alexa at CRN4 TuneIn. This is Talkin' Pets. Everybody out there, Merry Christmas. Can't believe it's that season again.
What happened? It flew.
You blinked. That's what happened.
Yeah, everyone keeps saying that. It's just 1 minute it was November, now we're almost in December. What is happening?
It's crazy.
Yep.
I mean, like Thanksgiving's over.
Yep.
So.
It's gone.
It is.
Yeah.
Farewell. Goodbye. We'll see you next year. Yeah. But now it's Santa Claus time.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you might want to check out these top five.
What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee for the movie, son. Clothes always so sticky, what the heck. Stuck in this hole of sadness and my shoes are all tacked. Always looking to my seat with time to spare. Nobody in front of me parks, gyms, and your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to stay.
So if you're going to the movies for this holiday, you might want to check out these top five so far. Moana 2, it just came out 5 days ago. And I can't believe it's been 5 days already. And it's made $140 million gross to date. That's a big take. You know, that's really good for...
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, some of the cartoon movies, the animated movies, weren't doing as well lately. But Moana 2, wow, $140 million. Not bad for 5 days. Could you imagine getting a paycheck of $140 million for 5 days?
Would not act.
Jeez. Oh, deserted island, here I come. Wicked, it's made gross to date. $214 million. So that's pretty good, and that's been out for 8 days. Mm-hmm. Not bad at all, $214 million. It's another biggie out there. Gladiator 2, $92 million in 8 days. I liked Gladiator 2. I thought it was pretty good.
I was curious about that one.
It's definitely worth watching.
Okay.
There's a lot of fights and everything, but it's totally a man's man kind of movie.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if women... Well, here I am being sexist, but maybe they would like it, but I don't know. There's a lot of fighting. There's a lot of shirtless men. There you go. Women will like it. So Red One, gross to date, $68 million it's made. I loved Red One. I thought it's going to be like a TV classic for Christmas time. Like The Rock did a great job, which he should have.
Making a lot this year.
50 million just for that movie.
Both. Yeah. These two movies out right now. He's Moana.
Oh, Moana, that's right. He's the voice
Red
of
One.
Yeah. Maui. I wonder how much he got paid. I don't know how much he got paid for that. But for Red One, 50 million. He made more than anybody in that movie.
Yep.
And it's grossed so far 68 million. So at least they covered his paycheck.
Yep. Yep.
But and that's for 15 days. Not doing as good as I thought it would, but maybe when it gets closer to Christmas.
Yeah, probably will.
Maybe it'll pick back up, but it's definitely worth seeing. And it's got everything in it. It's like got Christmassy stuff in it. It's a little scary.
Okay.
And a lot of action. I thought it was like a cool movie. I could definitely watch it again.
I enjoyed that they have the guy from State Farm. He's in the movie too.
Oh, yeah.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that until.
State Farm and Chungan, which one? But you're right. He was from Spider-Man, too. He was in Spider-Man and everything. I like him. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
Also, number five, to round it off, the best Christmas pageant ever. I did not get to see that, but in 22 days, it made $30 million. So that's respectable, I guess. But I didn't see the movie, so I don't know if it's a big box office movie or not. But in terms of budget, I should say. But also, I did get to screen Moana. I gave it 3.5 out of 4. There was a couple of things that I took off a 0.5 for. I didn't think the music was as good as the original.
Okay.
Matter of fact, Kay, can you play that song, the one that you were supposed to? Tell me if you like this song. This was from Moana 2. Today. Who's singing this, Kay? Is it The Rock?
No.
Oh, it's the girl that, the voice of Moana. Okay. Now I remember which one this is. But this is one of the songs from Moana. Suddenly, nothing feels the same. I know the path that must be chosen. She's got a good voice.
She really does. This is bigger than before. Winds and change tides turn me forward.
Okay, I do kind of like this one. But some of the other songs, I would say, were not as good as the first Moana. But the movie itself, right, Kay, you saw it with me.
Yeah, it was good. It's cute.
Yeah, it was cute. Mm-hmm. I thought it was very well done. The animation was perfect.
Really?
Yeah, it was so good.
The previews, I guess, just didn't do justice for it. It seemed very still, I know, like, it's cartoony, but very, like... I don't know, it seemed a little bit off.
I liked it better than the first one, I thought.
Interesting.
You know, and I used to be fanatic for animation.
Yep.
I loved it. I don't watch it as much as I used to, but if you want to read my reviews, you can catch them at talkinpets.com. Click on movie reviews, and you can read my reviews there on Moana 2, The Gladiator, also Wicked, and Red One. They're right on the first page, but there's tons of other reviews on there as well, so check them out. Once again, our number is 818-818-6401. We want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call. I'm John Patch.
Marcus Porter.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And we're going to have some trivia this hour where you can win something, so stay tuned for that as well. But as we go out to the break, this is some more music from Moana 2. This is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
Jennifer Garner's beloved 9-year-old golden retriever Birdie has died. The 52-year-old actor honored Birdie, who acted as Garner's co-star on her YouTube series Books with Birdie, in an emotional post on November 27th on Instagram. It is hard to know how to write this. It seems nuts, given the world, to mourn a pet, but since we have shared Birdie with all of you, it only seems fair to let you know of her passing. Garner wrote alongside images and videos of her and Birdie by each other's side. Birdie let us know on Thursday that she wasn't feeling herself, and she had never missed a meal. We were surprised to learn that not only was she very ill, she was at the end of her life, Garner continued. The vet told us that dogs often hang on until their person comes home from college, and we believe Birdie did just that, so that we could pet her soft ears together and thank her for being the world's best dog. She went on, seemingly referring to oldest daughter Violet Affleck, 18, who began her first year at Yale University in August. Birdie, noted Garner, loved to be read to, always found her way into a pretend cooking show, and knew just how to give people what they needed. She lived a happy dog life and is now in the role she was born to play, Angel Girl. It's a gift to love and be loved by such a creature as Birdie the doggy, Garner concluded, adding emoji of dog footprints and angel wings. Garner brought Birdie into the family's home in honor of Violet Affleck's 10th birthday. My eldest was 2 and decided she needed her own dog, and she talked about it all the time, Garner revealed during a joint appearance with Birdie on the YouTube series We Walk Dogs. And I said, when you're 10, that's the age that one might get their own dog. I thought she'd forget because she was just 2, but now we had Birdie, she said at that time. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
Listening to Talkin' Pets, I'm John Patch.
Marcus Porter.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Hi, I'm Carrie Underwood, wishing you a Merry Christmas.
You know, you can kind of get lost in that song. I think we all just did. It's a very emotional song. But, you know, Jennifer Garner lost, you know, her dog. And it's just the same thing that we all go through when we lose a family member, because that's what our pets are. And it's very difficult. You know, and it disheartens me when you meet someone that's not a pet lover or doesn't have a pet. They don't understand what it's like to lose one, because it is like losing
an appendage.
Part of your,
yeah.
I mean, it's very difficult. I mean, you still go through all the, you know, the sorrow and the pain and the anger.
Mm-hmm.
All that happens. But I do think, and your opinion on that, it takes time to say, I'm ready for a new pet, right?
Yep.
But yep. I think it's individual.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's perfectly fine. I have a coworker. They lost theirs it was a cat. They lost their cat about a year ago. And she just says she's still not ready for just opening her home to another cat just yet. She just wants to take her time. So it's a completely understandable feeling.
You know, it's weird because I always thought there's two degrees to that, I think. It's one, yeah, when you're ready, mm-hmm. which makes sense. But then the argument is, like, some people will say, I don't know if I'll ever be ready because you don't want to go through that pain again.
Sure.
You know, it's to live whatever the life would be if it's 8 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years with that pet. That's a long life. And it's hard to deal with that pain. But I always look at it this way, and I tell people, is that just think, though, when you think you're ready, you're somewhat ready, you're giving another animal a chance at life.
Mm-hmm.
If they're in a shelter, you're taking them home and giving them something that they haven't had.
Yep.
You know, the love and the unconditional love that the pet gives back. So I think if you can consider, mm-hmm. you know, and I always, you ever see those movies where, I can't even remember the names of them now, and here I'm a movie critic, but the ones where the dogs died and then they came back as another dog.
Yes.
I do kind of wonder about that,
mm-hmm.
because Rainy, my cat I had for almost 20 years, and she was my best friend. She went everywhere. She followed me around the house. I went to bed. She was laying right there next to me. She never left my side. And now I got Shadow. And there's so many similarities between her and Shadow that are, like, personal similarities.
Sure.
Like, you know, not typical of a cat. That makes me wonder.
Yeah.
And, you know, last week on the show, I did talk about, you know, when my kidneys were failing and I wanted to do my last show and didn't know if I would live past the show. And I almost didn't. But, you know, but I experienced something that was very odd that I saw. And people always wonder what someone sees when they're dying. I was dying, and I knew I was, and what I saw is not typical.
Yeah.
So I kind of wonder about that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of mysteries out there, but we want to talk to you, so pick up the phone, give us a call. The number is 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. That's the number to call with your questions. We're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions.
All right, ladies, let's play ball.
So, we're going to give you a trivia question. And if you can answer this correctly, we are going to set you up with a prize. So, can you name the three reindeer whose names begin with the letter D? Can you name the three reindeer whose names begin with the letter D? If you know what it is, we have prizes for you. Dog book, cat book. We have soft claws for you, for your cats. We have a harness for your dog. We have from Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic. We have the multivitamin, and we have the hip and joint. We do have a pendant of penguins. It's a jewelry piece. We also have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets, a CD from Gino Sasani. We have Vitacraft. We have Lick and Lap and Purr Sticks. And we also have from National Geographic Kids, the Deadliest Animals on the Planet book. This is Talking Pets.
One thing I need.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive,
and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed
by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads.
And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat. Oh, and thank you for rainbows.
Find delicious vegan recipes at PETA.org.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
I'm Daisy Charlotte, here with another Talking Pet, Talking Goat, Rewind.
A recent study which provides the first evidence of how goats read human emotional expressions. Writing in the journal Royal Society Open Science, the team described how 20 goats interacted with images of happy and angry human facial expressions and found that they preferred to look and interact with the happy faces. The study, which was carried out at Buttercup Sanctuary for Goats, involved the researchers showing goats pairs of unfamiliar grayscale static human faces of the same individual showing happy and angry facial expressions. The team found that images of happy faces elicited greater interactions in the goats who looked at the images, approached them, and explored them with their snouts. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jay Stutz. Hey, do you think that goat study was a good use of money?
It is kind of like... It's interesting.
It's interesting, but it just seems like a lot of waste of money. I don't really know where you go from that. Like, okay, so goats, I probably could have told you that they're going to prefer a happy face. Your cats, dogs do, horses do, and I understand the level of domestication, but maybe I'm going to get my goat milk from a farm that smiles at their goats versus gives them angry faces, because maybe that's a better product. I don't know. Do they produce more milk if you smile at them and talk to them? I guess maybe farmers will use this research study.
The weird thing about this, if you want to call it a song, the weird thing, that's actually goats.
Those are goats.
Those
screaming.
Are goats. Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you informed me of that, because I could not make the connection as to why it was being played.
It's almost like being in a psych ward or something.
Have you heard
not
that song
one, but I've seen
at
it
a
movies.
Club or something, and you're like, I'm going to buy this song.
This one?
Yes. No?
No.
Okay.
It would be funny to play in your car and all of a sudden you're like, I really like this new song, guys.
You'd be pulled over because someone would think you had someone trapped in your trunk.
Yeah. Maybe I do.
I'm going to cut you off right there, John, before you get yourself into trouble. For more stories like this, visit TalkinPets.com. That's TalkinPets.com. pets.com. That's another Talking Pets Rewind. I'm Daisy Charlotte.
Top dog has been crowned. Vito the Pug was named Best in Show at the 2024 National Dog Show, which was broadcast on Thanksgiving Day. Vito, registered as GCHG Andy in Cohats, has been a standout pup for quite some time, having collected a total of 25 Best in Shows titles from approximately 75 different dog shows. Most recently, Vito was named Best of Breeds at the 2024 Westminster Dog Show and the 2023 American Kennel Club National Show. Vito is the definition of small but mighty, regal, reigning the 2024 National Dog Show Best in Show. Judge George Milvick of Fresno, California, nearly speechless, who called Vito everything a pug should be, after declaring Vito best in show. Vito's handler, Michael Scott, of Chesapeake City, Maryland, knew all along Vito would make a last impression on the judge this year. Vito is the first pug to be named best in show at the National Dog Show since the event was first televised in 2002, and is the first toy breed champion since 2017. The road of being named best in show at the National Dog Show is competitive. Before Vito ultimately won the Crown 2024 title, he had to beat out his pug peers in best of breeds round, follow toy group dogs in the first in round, and the second, or the six other groups winners. Here's who claimed first in groups across the several recognized groups. Toy, Vito, the pug from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Terrier, Verder, the Welsh Terrier from Rogel, California. Sporting, Houston, the Cumber Spaniel from Keyport, New Jersey. Working group, Monty, the Giant Schnauzer from Chaplin, Connecticut. Hound, the Zit, and a Bison Hound from Spring Hill, Florida. Herding, Rupert, the Bergen Purd from Simbril of California. Non-sporting, JJ, the Los Opsos from Sobert, Virginia. Pug owners already know pugs are special, but if you're interested in learning more about these wrinkly, sweet, sweetie pies, we've got you covered. Pugs are small and compatible dogs who are great for first-time pet owners and veterans dog lovers alike. Thanks to their friendly and outgoing personalities, they typically weigh about 18 pounds and can live up to 15 years. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our Facebook group family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Marcus Porter.
Betty Davis eyes?
No.
You've never seen Betty Davis's eyes?
Sorry.
It's like a pug.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Hence the song.
Clever.
You gotta look at a pug.
Clever.
Betty Davis eyes.
Oh, no.
You know, the working dog was Monty, the giant schnauzer, and I like schnauzers.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and the giant schnauzers are gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not surprised with that one. Lopsopsos. Mm. Yeah. The Cumber Spaniels are actually pretty good, but out of all of those, the Abyssin Hound is one of the doctors here had an Abyssin Hound. She loved the dog.
Yep.
But Cumber Spaniels, I think, are kind of cool, but the hair is, like, different.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was an interesting group that you named. And so the National Dog Show, it's one of the biggest watch dog shows in the world.
Yes,
next
on Thanksgiving.
To Westminster. Yeah. Yeah. So everybody watches it. Even Jennifer Aniston watches it. So, but once again, you are listening to Talking Pets. I almost stood up pizza, did I? See, that's what happens when you eat during breaks. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. The trivia question was, the holiday trivia, name the three reindeer whose names begin with the letter D. And we're going to go out to Greenwich, Connecticut, WGCH, and Leba. Hey, Leba, how you doing?
Hi, my favorite guy.
How are you, darling? How was your Thanksgiving?
Good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How was your Thanksgiving? Did you have a good turkey day?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Good.
I mean, I tried to grab the thing, and he tried to run away.
Well,
I cooked them myself.
Wow. I hope you plucked them first.
Just joking around.
So, I got to ask you, is it snowing up there now, or what's it like in Greenwich?
It's about in the 40s right now, very cold. I'm under my blankets right now. So.
Ah, well, yeah, it's funny because we've been in our 40s at night down here.
Wow.
It's been cold here for us. And I always say in the tropical areas when it gets this cold, it's like a moist cold.
It is.
It goes right through your body.
Yep.
Because I know when I went up to Pennsylvania to see my sister and all, and I used to go up there and everything, it was like, it was a different cold.
Sure.
It was like a dry cold, so it didn't seem to bother me as much as the cold down here in the tropics. I don't know, it's so weird calling this the tropics, but technically it is.
We're
it's
spoiled.
So overpopulated down here now. But anyway, so the trivia question, Liba, was, name the three reindeer whose names begin with the letter D. Can you name them?
Yeah. It's Dasher, Dancer, and Donner. I hope I'm right.
Well done.
Congratulations. You are right. So, now, I know sometimes you pick something out. Sometimes you pay it forward. What do you want to do on this one?
I didn't get the 2025 calendar. I tried to get it, and you sent me a book instead. So I would love to have that one.
Okay, let me see which ones are still, because we did give away the Songbird one, and I know I had one or two. Would you prefer a dog one, or would you prefer a cat one?
Cat one.
All right, let me see here.
I'm a cat mommy.
Okay, I do have a cat one available. So I'm going to send you a cat calendar, and please let me know when you get it.
I will. And please let me know when you're going to call me.
All right, so expect a phone call in about 3 hours.
You know how much I love you.
Love you too, Liba.
To the moon and back.
All right, well, stay on the line and speak with Sydney so she can get your address, and we'll make sure we get you that calendar. And it's pageaday.com if anybody wants to order one. That's the website, but we're going to send a cat calendar out to Liba. Love you, Liba. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Okay, so Liba got that one. So it is, let's see, Kayla, were you paying attention? What are the three D's?
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Come on, everybody.
And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows.
Like Twinkle
All
Toes.
The other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
So that was it. It was Dasher, Dancer, and Donner. Those were the three D's. So I'm going to give you another one. So if somebody wants to try on this one, you could also win a prize. In the song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, what did Grandma go to get?
Oh.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. What did she go to get? If you know the answer, give us a call, 818-818-6401, and you can win a prize as well. 818-818-6401. In the song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, what did Grandma go to get? Call with the answer, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Time spent with you is paradise. I'll call the car and tell them to hurry. Wait, what are you still living home for? Your driver, his name is Murray.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
The Danish government has formalized the landmark and world-first tax on agricultural emissions, which will encompass belches and flatulence from farm animals. It is the result of months of negotiating between Denmark's farmers, trade unions, major political parties, and environmental groups. Billed as the Green Tri-Party Agreement, the scheme also aims to increase Denmark's biodiversity. The Copenhagen Post has written that 140,000 hectares of peatlands that are currently being cultivated will be restored to nature. In addition, 250,000 new forest hectares are being planted. Kicking in from 2030, farmers in Denmark will be taxed 300 kroner per ton of methane emissions from cows, pigs, and other animals kept on agricultural land. The US-UK equivalent is $43, according to their 34 pounds, per ton of carbon dioxide equivalent methane emissions. Jep Bruce, Green Tri-Party Minister, said the undertaking is a huge, huge task that is now underway to transform large parts of our land from agricultural production to forestry to natural spaces to ensure that we can bring back to our fords. He added that the government would do what it takes to reach our climate goals. The agreement also seeks to reduce nitrogen pollution to reduce its threat to Denmark's fords and coasts. On these efforts and the cultivation of land, Bruce said that the Danish nature will change in a way we have not seen since the wetlands were drained in 1864. Lars Egard, the Danish Minister for Climate, Energy and Utilities, said that the levy is something we could all benefit from if the rest of the world could foster such cooperation in the climate fight, and that it showed Denmark's willingness to act. Animal agriculture is having a huge impact on the planet. Multiple studies have found that plant-based diets have the lowest climate impact, and experts have long stated that a huge reduction in meat is essential to combat the climate crisis. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Now, you can't tell me that you didn't have a farting session after you ate your turkey dinner, right?
Oh, my gosh.
I know y'all did. Don't say you didn't. You may have done it in private. Some don't. Some do. But I kind of like that new fart song.
Oh, no.
But, so, you know, it's so funny because I picked that story, you know, and, you know, the song to go with it, of course. And then all of a sudden I was going through old paperwork trying to get rid of years of old paperwork, and I found this fact, and I thought it was very strange that it happened to be on the day that the fart song was going to play. It says, if you farted consistently for 6 years and 9 months, enough gas is produced to create the energy of an atomic bomb. Now that's more like it. Could you imagine constantly farting for 6 years and 9 months, let alone an atomic bomb?
I mean, it'd be a bomb regardless.
Just did you ever, like, yeah. Did you ever light it?
No. Just been stinking up a room, our car.
If you have a Bic lighter on you sometime and you want to get out of a situation that's bad, hopefully you got gas. You just light it and that person that's robbing you or whatever will run far. Seeing that coming out of there. Well, once again, you are listening to Talking Pets. So, apparently, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Do you have that song?
I do.
So, we wanted to know, what did Grandma go to get? And it's the backstory Marcus found out.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
So what did she go to get?
Because she was out.
She was out of it, yes.
There's no such thing as Santa.
And Grandma was old.
Yes.
So she needed her...
something.
Something. It wasn't milk. It wasn't eggnog.
Well, she was drinking eggnog.
Yeah.
She probably needed to go.
Her medication. And she staggered out the door into the snow.
So what did she forget? If you're paying attention to the song... It isn't the song.
I didn't think it was.
We didn't think it was. We thought it wasn't. Like, we thought it was a claim.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know it was in the song either. But if somebody was paying attention, now you know what Grandma went out to get.
Grandma got run over by a
so what did she go to get? It's in the song. And I thought it was going to be a hard one. Now you know it. Call 818-818-6401. You got a minute or two to call and win something here on the show. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. So what did Grandma go to get? And then she got run over by the reindeer. And you told me it was.
I gave it away. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
And you're like, it's not in the song.
Well, I was singing it in my head.
But it was in the song. I didn't know it was in the song either. But it's a cool song, except your grandma. You know, not so cool then. But what did she go to get? And then she got run over by the reindeer. Did you ever work on a reindeer?
Did I?
Medically?
No.
No?
I'd like to.
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
Agreed.
They're big.
They are.
Yeah.
They really are.
I mean, you know, yeah, from cartoons too. And everything, you don't think they're as big as they are, but they're huge.
Yep.
So, and Santa's getting them ready.
Yep.
So, they have to fly.
Yes, they do.
A long distance so that every little boy and girl can have gifts. Their presents under the tree.
I still remember as a kid laying out so much hay in the front yard and like...
Were you making
carrots.
A bed?
Well, I was just making it, like, I just thought, again...
How would they eat
they needed to, okay. Like, yeah, they need to have...
Nourishments,
yeah. But I was thinking back at it now, or thinking back at what I did, it probably was only enough for one reindeer. multiple.
Well, now that you know how big they are, I mean, yeah. So, I remember Kay being a little girl in Christmas time. She was so excited, she'd be jumping up and down. Santa was coming. Now look at her.
I still do that with Cam. We put out reindeer food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody's got to feed them. Apparently Marcus only feeds one.
Only one. I know.
Hey, we got to say goodbye. Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets, and it was medication.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.